It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Years ago, when my husband and I made the big return trip from San Francisco to Southwest Kansas, we first rented a wonderful farmhouse that came complete with barn, windmill, and a pasture that was bordered by Osage orange trees. I used to walk along the pasture edge and examine the fruits, commonly called hedge apples, large green wrinkled balls up to 6 inches in diameter that fiercely hang onto the bare branches even in the dead of winter when all the foliage is long gone. I knew these fruits from my Oklahoma childhood, but we called them bodark apples. Though they aren't good for human consumption, squirrels love them for the seeds that surround a pithy core, and my grandmother used to gather them to put in dresser drawers each fall, saying they kept moths out of the clothes. She'd even stick a few whole cloves in them to join with the natural citrus smell to perfume up the place during the long drab days of winter. While tracking down some facts about native trees on the internet, I ran across a listing for Osage Orange and found that my early memories of the scruffy little trees are founded on fact. The Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita has a website that connected several dots for me. Seems the native area for Osage Orange is centered on the Red River Valley in southern Oklahoma and northern Texas, right in my family's early stomping grounds. The trees spread across the plains because they made excellent living fences. Before the invention of barbed wire in the 1880s, thousands of miles of hedge were constructed by planting young Osage orange trees closely together to form boundaries around farms and pastures. By pruning the saplings, the bushy growth replete with sharp thorns was described as horse high, bull strong, and hog tight. A well-kept hedge was tall enough that a horse wouldn't jump it, stout enough that a bull wouldn't push through it, and woven so tightly that even a hog couldn't find a way around it. Though much of the hedge apple line around our rented Kansas pasture was depleted and disappearing, I like to think I was walking along a path of descendants from a living fence made by early day settlers. My final factual find about Osage Orange had to do with the name itself. Scientifically, the Maclura pomifera is a cousin to the mulberry tree. The common name comes from a combination of the Osage tribe, which lived near the tree's home range, and the aroma of oranges from the ripened fruit. But my family always called them bodark trees. Well, some horticultural sleuthing brought me to the following explanation. It seems the supple and limber branches of the tree were highly prized for the construction of bows by Native Americans. The common name bodark can be traced back to French traders who called the wood bois d'arc, meaning arch of wood or bow wood.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.